This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Houston police are investigating after an officer shot a man this morning who tried to flee after a traffic stop. Police say the man was pulled over for expired registration. They found he had a warrant for felony theft when they ran his ID. Assistant Chief Luis Menendez Sierra says a man tried to run and shot at police.
Our officers returned fire, striking the suspect multiple times. The suspect was transported to a nearby hospital. He is alive but is in critical condition.
Two women were in the car with the suspect, and one of them had a felony warrant. Austin police say evidence now indicates a 19-year-old Texas A&M student who was found dead on Friday died of an apparent suicide. Police believe she died after falling from a high-rise balcony. Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says the department usually doesn't share details about deaths they believe are suicides. But she says there's a lot of misinformation online about Brianna Aguilera's death.
I understand how grief and the need for answers can raise intense emotions and many questions. But sometimes the truth doesn't provide the answers we are hoping for. And that is this case.
Austin police released details a day after Houston attorney Tony Busby said he was representing Aguilera's family. New Texas laws are now in effect. More from News 88.7's Tom Perumian.
The so-called bathroom bill requires people in government buildings or schools to use the bathroom associated with the sex listed at birth. House Bill 7 allows any private citizen to sue anyone who manufactures, prescribes, or mails abortion medication into Texas. House Bill 25 authorizes pharmacies to sell ivermectin, an antiparasitic drug that was controversially used to treat COVID-19. And House Bill 18 creates penalties for lawmakers who break quorums.
It's going to be cloudy and breezy tonight. Overnight low expected around 45 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy, 40% chance of rain. High around 53. I'm Gail DeLauder.